The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, an important message for those who cherish the value of human life.
And Betty, I've said many times, the greatest source of influence on the planet, in my opinion, are women. They have that influence. But the most beautiful sight on this earth is a mother watching her love her children and care for them. Well, when you see many of these mothers in the hard-hit areas of Africa, those mothers' hearts cry out for their children.
I've never had to worry about my children being hungry. These mothers have nothing to feed their children.
The only way that we're able to make a difference is because you enable us to.
Next.
Well, Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. It is just a real honor. And Betty, I want to just visit with our viewers just in a kind of a one-on-one for just a moment. Listen to me. I would give anything in the world. And by the way, I've gotten to meet a lot of our supporters as we've been out speaking and actually signing the book, Living Amazed, and encouraging people to live amazed because that's what kingdom life is all about. But one of the things that I've noticed as I've talked to people who've come by is the great love that God has put in the heart of the viewers of Life Today for not only God, but really in the truest sense of the word, for our neighbor. And it could be very distant neighbors. Here's the thing, please hear this. You may feel like that what you do makes little difference. And you may look at someone like me, or you may look at Betty and I as a couple and just say, well, you all are really blessed and so forth, and God sure uses you. But here's what I want you to understand. God uses us because people like you pray for God to direct us and guide us, and you ask God to bless us and our family. I know you do. People have done this for us in over 50 years of ministry. When they knew I was away from our family, and I was traveling, trying to help everybody's family and all the crusades. You prayed for our family. God heard your prayers. And now as Betty and I spent 25 years in overseas outreach and missions, and we've been undergirding, how do you think that we're able to do that? How do you think that we're able to be an answer not only to the missionaries' prayers, but to the prayers of people who are crying out about their own need, or their children especially, because they're hungry, or they need clean water, or they need to be set free from sexual trafficking. The only way, please hear this, the only way that we're able to make a difference is because you enable us to. I mean, you're no small part in God's heart. You're major. You're huge. And I wish I could reach out and take you by the hand and just look straight into your eyes and say, in behalf of all the people you've shown the love of God to by sharing it and enabling us to do it, thank you so very much. Betty, we're going to let our viewers look in right now and see the real crisis that people face. Now, here's what I want you to hear. You're going to see a mother. And Betty, I've said many times, the greatest source of influence on the planet, in my opinion, are women. Yes. They have that influence. But the most beautiful sight on this earth is a mother watching her love her children and care for them. Well, when you see many of these mothers in the hard-hit areas of Africa and third world countries, those mothers' hearts cry out for their children. Yes. Betty, many of them lose their children. And then they're praying, may something happen by tomorrow or soon. to save my children.
Yeah, and my heart, as a mother, my heart really goes out to these mothers because they feel responsible as mothers to care for their children. They want to fix it when their baby's hurt. I know. But yet, I can say at the same time, I've never, of all the challenges we had with our children, just in health-wise, James growing up, and they get a little scratch, we were so concerned about them, we'd want to doctor it all up and fix it for them. But I've never had to worry about my children being hungry. These mothers have nothing to feed their children. And you have been such a blessing in joining with Life Outreach to help feed the children. Let's do it together.
I think as you hear the incredible story of a mother that is typical, sadly, of hundreds of thousands of mothers, even millions. And let me tell you something. You can be the miracle mothers long for and children must have. I want you to watch this very prayerfully, because I believe we're going to see a miracle.
Life Outreach International teams, along with our mission partners, travel the world documenting the needs of families who lack the very basics of life. Without a doubt, Africa's children always tear at the heart of our teams when they see them struggling in extreme circumstances.
This dear lady is Elizabeth, and we are here in South Sudan, where her village was completely burned down to the ground, and she basically lost everything, including her own son. Her four-year-old boy died from starvation just because they lost everything. There were no resources, there was no food.
Severe food shortages, whether caused by conflict, resulting in a food crisis like the one currently threatening to engulf the entire country of South Sudan into a famine, or a lack of crops in Angola because of extreme weather conditions that contribute to the country having one of the highest mortality rates for children under five due to scarcity of food. It all adds up to the same thing for young children, suffering from severe malnutrition and too often, death.
In January of this year, this mother had to attend a third funeral for her children. And I asked her, on any given day, what's your number one concern? And it's one thing, getting food for these children. That's all she thinks about. Every single day, morning, noon, and night, all she thinks about is, where can I get something to feed these children today? And she said many times, she has to put these two to bed hungry. And she tries to encourage them. And you know what she says to them? Who knows what tomorrow will bring? She's trying to keep hope alive.
It is now up to us to do something to help relieve the plight of these little ones, the children of South Sudan caught in the food crisis that is threatening the lives of over 250,000 and potentially into the millions, and for children in the areas of Angola that have not recovered from food shortages because of drought and loss of crops. But a bowl of food a day provided through our mission feeding program can make the difference between life and death for children in South Sudan and Angola.
You know, when you watch Sheila Walsh, you watch me and Betty, you've seen Beth Moore, you've seen Billy Graham's daughter, Ruth, you've seen Tammy Trent, you've seen so many people who are gifted in Christian ministry on the mission field. How do you think they got there? How do you think those missionaries are able to stay there? You are the ones that enable them to be there as the hands of Jesus, putting arms of love around suffering people, showing them, not just talking about it, showing them the love of God. And you noticed, Betty, as we were feeding, we had bowls. We had bowls, as a matter of fact, that viewers like you insisted we get to replace old, dirty, rusty cans. Many of them brought oil cans that they'd cut the top out of. Many of them brought plastic bags, which the soup would burn right through and fall in the dirt. You said to the missionaries, let's give them heat-resistant bowls because you'd seen children burn their hands on a hot can full of hot soup. Where do you think the bowls came from? The love of God through someone like you. And these are beautiful heat-resistant bowls.
Yeah,
and in the bottom of it, you see Life Outreach International and Joint Aid Management, JAM, Joint Aid Management. You see those because, see, we had to register an NGO in Africa to work in all the countries that was approved. Life Outreach is the support base, but Joint Aid Management is what Peter Pretorius and the missionaries set up as a cover to work in Africa in all the different nations registered that way. And you have lines portioning the amount of soup so that you don't run out. And you know how much is needed in each area. And the mission workers, along with the nutritionists, they make certain for the need in an area that they get the exact vitamins in with the food factories that you paid for. Think about what I'm saying here. You paid for it. Those of you who watch, and you know what you're saying? You're not just saying, I love you. You're saying, God loves you. The great God that gave His Son to die that we might live forever and told us that He would flow His love through us like a river. You're doing that. Do you know that right now, today, you can make a gift of $30, $50, or $100 and feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months? It's a miracle. I want you to watch. I want you to see a need. And then I want you to be asking God as you're watching, God, what do you want me to do? Because God uses you, someone just like you and others, to bring about a life-changing miracle. Please watch, but watch in prayer.
Everybody knows that there are hungry children in Africa, and we know that something needs to be done. UNICEF knows that Angola has one of the highest child mortality rates in the world, and malnutrition is a major contributing factor. This village leader knows that without crops, his community is in grave danger.
In terms of food here in this area, in terms of food, we have food, but not enough. We don't have food. We constantly suffer from the rain. It's like that we always have a miséria da comida.
This mother knows the heartache of watching her children wither away from malnutrition.
Depois disso, já está mesmo o corpo que está bem mole. Primeiro estava com o gosto do sarampo. Depois do sarampo, é diarreia e vômito.
And this child knows the pain of going to bed hungry. But just knowing about malnutrition in Africa won't help anyone. The actions that we choose to do together will help save a child's life.
You know, Betty, I watched that beautiful, beautiful mother with that little baby. And I'm finding it very easy to identify with what she feels. She loves that little baby. And there's someone watching right now that can save scores of babies like that. There's some of you who've been so blessed that you could literally help us care for 10 children or maybe 100 children. I pray you'll do it. $1,000 will do that. Betty, we're trying to feed kids in schools. $1,400 will feed 140 kids that we've gotten stabilized, and now they're coming to school. I mean, there's a level at which everybody can help. I can't imagine any of our viewers not wanting to help. I believe they're going to.
You know, James, it breaks my heart as I watch these mothers because I know this is a slow death, and slowly they're watching their children slip away from the life that was in them. And that breaks a mother's heart. I know personally, as we lost our daughter, how I watched her life just slip out of her body. And I just think, God, please, let us join together. You and me, all of us, let's join together and make a difference. This is something we can help solve the problem. The food is what they need. The nourishment is what they need. And as we reach in and fill their need, which is lack of food, we're going to reach in and fill their hearts with the love of Jesus. So please join with us.
You know, Betty, you couldn't help but look at that need and mention the fact that we watched our own daughter. Listen, this was our baby girl. And she had three teenage children when she left us right after Christmas. But here's what I remember so well. Toughest thing I've ever seen. Our beautiful black-eyed daughter, our baby, she looked up at us, and you could read it in her face. It's not supposed to be this way. It's not supposed to end like this. She just knew she'd be healed. Now listen to me, listen to me. What if all we'd have had to do was just give her something to eat and a miracle? Not a person watching that wouldn't have said, I'd have rushed into the hospital room, James, and we'd have helped your daughter. We'd have helped your baby girl, the mother of those children. Listen to me. You can help. You can help the children. You can be the answer to the mother's heart cry. I'm asking you right now, would you go online, please? Please. You've got the miracle in your heart and in your hand. Would you go online, or would you dial that number that's always there as a prayer line for broken hearts? And would you take your bank card, and would you make the greatest gift, the gift of life? And we will tell them about the life Jesus offers, and they will have seen that love in action through those missionaries. Please, right now, if there's any way you could give $1,000, any way you could help us feed a whole school of kids and get their little minds sharp now that we've saved the lives of many, and the 400,000 right now that we have found that we need to feed, because millions right now face starvation. But you're the answer to so many. Please take that bank card. Use it like a check. We have some beautiful gifts for you to help you grow in your spiritual life. But you are giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. Thank you so much for making that call. Thank you for going online. If you write a check, make it to Life. But call us. Call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. And please do it. If you've received a letter from us asking for your help, please go get it and prayerfully respond right now.
In impoverished and even now famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. Life's Mission Feeding Program is ready. With your support, we're able to feed and care for children in famine areas of Sudan, as well as Angola and Mozambique. With all of our previous reserves gone and mission feeding facing the worst drought and food shortage in years, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider a special gift of $1,400 to help sponsor a school and help feed 140 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you My Daily Word devotional. This box set of 4 seasonal devotionals will help you read, reflect, and renew yourself through God's Word, with space to journal your thoughts and reflect each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll also receive Carrie Jobe's newest music project, The Garden, along with the Story Behind the Garden companion DVD. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, be sure to request Determined Eagle, our 2017 commemorative bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
So I woke up this morning in this village. It's my first time in Angola. And I honestly don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect what I experienced. I didn't expect to see a child who is 1 year and 5 months old and weighs 6 pounds. I mean, how does a child like that even survive? I think one of the things that maybe surprised me most was the profound affinity I felt with the moms. If you're a mom, all you want is for your child to be healthy. You want to be able to put a meal on the table at night and know that your children go to bed with a full tummy. But here I've seen what the ravages of malnutrition do. You know, and this morning, I'm sitting in my tent and I open my Bible. I'm just kind of doing one of those, going through the Bible in a year. And here's what I read. Isaiah 58, share your food with the hungry, give shelter to the homeless, give clothes to those who need them. Then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, "Yes, I'm here." He'll quickly reply. Feed the hungry, help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. Mission feeding is not some great idea we came up with. It's simply living out the gospel of Christ. And we put one simple bowl of food into the hands of these children in Africa. It changes their lives forever. Thousands and thousands and thousands of lives, one life at a time.
Wow, and that is so true. And Sheila, the fact is, over 10 million children's lives have been saved. That's the report that came to our missionaries, to Peter Pretorius and the other overseers from the African nations where we worked, where we shared the love of God that you made possible, millions saved. Right now, the United Nations, Betty says, that since the founding, more than 70 years, of the UN, they face the greatest potential death cycle ever. And in southern Sudan and Angola, two of the hardest hit areas, our missionaries are right in the midst of not only the pain and the suffering, but the danger that's there. And they're there because of the love of God. But it's the love of God through our viewers who watch the program that enable them to stay there and be able to meet the need. So we're asking you right now, would you please just ask God, God, if I had to skip a meal, if I had to do something so they can have a meal, so they can live, Lord, show me what to do. Ask God. Yes. Ask Him. And where there's a desire, you'll find a way to do what God's put on your heart. Would you right now go online, take your bank card, use it like a check, and make the greatest gift you can, the largest gift you can, to reach the most children. 3 children, 5 children, 10 children are fed with $30, $50, and $100 gifts. 100 children with a $1,000 gift. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that the missionaries depend upon us to be a part of. And the children's lives and future depends on it. Please, right now, and again, what I said at the very first of this program, thank you for being so sensitive to God. So sensitive to the heart cry of mothers and the need of children. Please, right now, take that bank card, make the wonderful gift God's put on your heart, the gift of life. We're going to send you my daily word, Betty. This is a seasonal devotional. It's absolutely beautiful. You'll be going through the seasons in the word. And then Carrie Job, the garden, and the story of the garden. The beautiful DVD, the CD, the music. What a blessing it's going to be to you. The determined eagle, determined to soar on the turbulence of the times and the challenges of the day. If you could possibly help us by sponsoring a school, this is a beautiful, beautiful bronze. Many have said the most beautiful ever, but there's nothing like the beauty of God's love flowing freely like a river through believers like you. Betty, I'm believing, and I pray this a lot, every person watching who can do something will do it today. I believe they will.
I believe it with you.
Thank you so much.
In impoverished and even now famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. Life's Mission Feeding Program is ready. With your support, we're able to feed and care for children in famine areas of Sudan, as well as Angola and Mozambique. With all of our previous reserves gone and mission feeding facing the worst drought and food shortage in years, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider a special gift of $1,400 to help sponsor a school and help feed 140 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you my Daily Word devotional. This box set of four seasonal devotionals will help you read, reflect, and renew yourself through God's Word, with space to journal your thoughts and reflect each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll also receive Carrie Jobe's newest music project, The Garden, along with the Story Behind the Garden companion DVD. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, be sure to request Determined Eagle, our 2017 commemorative bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
The reason the food's there is because people like you didn't change channels, didn't look away, didn't think only of yourself. You said, I can feed 3 or 5 or 10. That's the reason that we're able to keep feeding. That's the reason we're feeding now in many areas at schools instead of refugee camps where they're dying. We're also meeting the crisis need. But we're doing this now because we're giving the children health for the future. And I want to thank you from the depth of my heart for not just channel surfing, going on, or turning away. And I'm asking you today to respond right now. And you dial that telephone number, you go online and say, I'm going to care. If you can care for 10, there are a lot more than 10 here. $1,000 would care for 100 for the next few months. But $100 will care for 10, $50 will care for 5, and $30 will care for 3. So please, don't sit there and watch. You can thank God for what you're seeing. But let's make it possible for people to thank God for what you did. I thank God, and I thank you.
Thank you so much for doing all that God puts on your heart to do.
You have made such a difference in somebody's life. We are not exaggerating when we tell you the love of God is manifest in your gifts, and lives are not only saved, but eternity changed. We referenced earlier, 11 million people plus lives have been saved. The missionaries are telling us far more than that number. Between 11 and 15 million in those areas have given their lives to Christ because of the proclamation of the gospel that started indeed in action and demonstration even before they heard it proclaimed. They saw it. They saw the gospel. Thank you for making that possible. God bless you as you bless others. And my God shall meet all of your need according to His riches in glory. That's a promise in Philippians to those who responded to the leadership of the Holy Spirit as they gave to meet the need of the great missionary, Paul the Apostle. Thanks for doing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.